Gritting snow joke. When you examine what measures were taken against the snow during December, it is easy to see that most of them were in the interests of businesses, and those most neglected are working class people. The main emphasis on gritting and snow clearance is main roads leading into city centers to ensure that businesses can open and can carry out their profit-making activities. Even major roads on suburban housing estates that lead to these main roads are less likely to be treated. This leads many residential areas to feel cut off. Public transport can get really hammered. In Birmingham, many buses weren't running as far as the outlying estates because the roads were too dangerous. The worst affected areas were large council estates built adjacent to exposed areas on the city's outskirts. This meant that many workers had to take annual leave or just not get paid. In today's employment market, some employers may see this as a sufficient excuse to fire people, knowing they can always replace workers quickly. Many workers in large cities will need to get two buses to work, and there's no prizes for guessing that these will be low-paid workers who can't afford to run a car. Cuts in gritting and snow clearance budgets have clearly made this situation worse. Many more local grit or salt bins could be provided in these areas to limit the damage. A Corbyn-led government should outlaw the practice of workers being forced to take holiday or go without pay when the weather prevents them from getting into work. As usual, austerity affects working class people much harder than better off sections of the population. The only solution is a socialist society which would adequately fund vital public services and treat workers with respect. Clive Walder, Birmingham.